Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials. Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Starburst. Being a pink Starburst is about more than enjoying your favorite juicy treat. It's a mindset. It's about being yourself and embracing self-love by prioritizing your needs and appreciating and celebrating all the things that make you unique. Celebrate what makes you, you with all pink Starburst. Tap the banner or visit starburst.com to learn more.
Today's episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends is brought to you by Billy's, New York City's number one destination for brunch for over 200 years. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling, the only Friends recap podcast worth listening to. Yeah, we're going to give it all to you. All the Friends details you want, and the pop culture news you've desired. You get it all right here on the Strongcast podcast. Meet my friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling. Let's get into it, guys. Hello.
Do you want to pause and go again on that intro?
Why?
You it was weird. You actually flubbed twice. I thought the second time you would have caught yourself, but you flubbed twice.
What do you mean?
Just go again real quick.
Wait, no. I did it correctly. You want me to do it again?
You flubbed twice. Yeah.
He's saying that you put your name before my name.
Well, no, that's actually
I don't know why I was just interrupted on mic by someone who isn't even getting airtime right now.
Actually, Pat, he's the co-host. It is Meet My Friends, The Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling. I don't know if you looked at your email this morning, but that's the director from Don. Producer.
I'm the host.
Co-host.
I don't know what's up with my emails. They're bouncing back at the Strongcast address for some reason. I'm looking into it.
Yeah, well.
I wrote to HR, but no, that's a separate issue.
And it ain't my problem.
The issue at hand is just, can you please record the intro again?
The issue at hand is that you're saying Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling when it's Meet My Friends, The Friends with Tom Sharpling, and I'm letting you announce it now. Mm-hmm. As we transition back into the original format of the show.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll
are you guys messing with me? Like, what is happening right now?
I guess let's do it again, Pat. Let's to put you at ease so we can get along and move forward with episode 20, with all the wedding dresses.
Thank you. One of my favorite episodes. Go.
Hello and welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling. Okay, so we're back. It is April 16th, 1998 is when episode 20 came out. The one with all the wedding dresses. Story by Adam Chase. Teleplay by Gregory S. Malins and Michael Curtis. Tom, what did you think of this one?
Well, I don't agree with that intro. This is Pat. And this is one of my favorite episodes. Friends is no stranger to wedding dresses and airports. I think that's pretty known by now.
Yeah. And, hey, Tom, what did you think of this episode, though?
I was at a whole spiel.
No, it's okay. I need to hear Tom.
I'm going
to
cut both of you off. I'm cutting both of you off. I just don't like where this show is at right now. It's nothing's making sense. It's like, Pat, you need to wrap your head around that your failed coup is a thing of the past. You did not take the show. And Jason, you need to realize we are not partners on this. And it's my show. It started with me. You were both lucky enough that I welcomed you into the show. the only mistake I made was one of being too generous with airtime, because it clearly went to both of your heads in very different and troubling ways. Mm-hmm. And this is how we find ourselves in the mess we're in. We got to get back to basics here. And it's my show. It's not Jason. It's not your show, Pat. It's definitely not.
Congrats, Jason.
Whatever version of the show you think it is.
Congrats, Jason. You hear that? You hear that monologue right there? Congrats. That's what you wanted. That's what we got.
No, it's great. Thank you, Pat. I do appreciate that. The directive from Strongcast Podcast, who owns Meet My Friends, the Friends, is that I am a co-host.
They do not own.
Well.
The show, and this will be settled in a court of law, but that, yeah. I'm not going to talk about this on the show. It's not
right.
It's not appropriate to talk about it on the air. Yeah but this agreed. Episode is a good episode. Joey's got his snoring problems in this one, and he's driving Chandler nuts.
Yeah.
And then Rachel is trying to cope with Ross being engaged to Emily, and she asks Joshua to maybe marry her so that they can be equals and kind of show up Ross. That doesn't go well. They break up. And then they got the wedding dress. That's what the episode's named after, when Monica and Phoebe go to pick up Emily's wedding dress, and they get caught up in it, and Monica starts wearing the dress while washing the dishes, mm-hmm. and Phoebe goes and gets a wedding dress.
It's a huge arc. We're going up to one of the best moments in Friends, Ross and Emily's wedding. It's just the buildup.
You don't care about any of it. You couldn't care less.
Hey, Pat, don't you? Isn't there a server you need to work on? Go do that. Go do that.
No. Last I heard, I was still co-host of the greatest Friends podcast recap show in history. Thank you. I'm glad you got a soundboard. Listen, you don't care about Friends. It's clear as day. It's clear as the day is long. You don't care. Even
Friends first.
Yeah, that's annoying. I'm with Pat on this one. I generally don't agree with Pat on anything anymore. Mm-hmm. But
we're supposed to keep the show moving. It's a 20-minute episode, guys. I don't need to hear Pat whine that he's just a producer now. I don't need to hear that. We're trying to get back to number one. That's literally all I care about.
And you're trying to steal the show.
I'm not trying to steal the show. I have the show. There's no trying here.
You're not trying. Well, the thing is, you're so far off target on this. You're not stealing anything. You're not the owner of anything. You have no claim to any of this, and you failed.
Well, Tom, I mean, just because you're my co-host now, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to try to do better for you, Tom. I really am. Hey, speaking of Tom, hey, did you get that package I sent?
Sorry?
Did you get that package that I sent over?
No, I didn't get any package.
Really? The 365 day Friends calendar? Yeah, I saw that. I thought you might enjoy that.
I didn't get any package, no.
Oh, it said delivered. Well, anyway,
I'll check in the bushes, see if it got left in the bushes or something.
Yeah, it could be anywhere. I saw it, thought of my man, Tom, my co-host, and I wanted to get you something nice.
Yeah. I emailed you that.
Oh, I thought your email wasn't working, Pat. Is the email working now?
I emailed you weeks ago about that calendar.
Oh,
and how cool it would be for one of the studios, and you, didn't write back.
How would you know? Your email's not working.
My email's been gone as of today, okay? I had a working email yesterday. I had a working email when I sent it to you. You want to talk about semantics? I'll tell you about semantics. Tom, watch your back. Not for me, but for this other guy on the mic.
Watch your back. So that's a threat from you? You're threatening me now, Pat?
Listen, I'm talking about Jason. If you don't think that he's coming for you next, you got another thing coming.
Hey, Pat.
He's coming for me. I'm not scared of any of them. I'm not scared of Jason or Pat.
He's coming for you next.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was
just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This podcast brought to you by Ring. Save big during the Ring Labor Day sale with up to 30% off select Ring devices so you can see who's there from anywhere.
Hey, sorry I missed you.
Easy installation, protection all year. Save up to 30% right now at ring.com.
What you got, Tom?
I have nothing on this. I was honestly, I was not planning on doing this record, and I was just told that it had to be done today, and then now I'm getting sideswiped by all this co-host business, which I disagree with completely. So I was not ready with any fun Friends facts or any Friends firsts.
Well, I got one. This is the final appearance of Tate Donovan as Joshua Bergen. So there you go. There's your fun Friends fact. Hey, before we get into this anymore, I do want to go ahead and pay some bills here. So let's go right ahead. Today's episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends is brought to you by Billy's, New York City's number one destination for brunch for over 200 years. Yeah, 200 years. Where do you think General Grant enjoyed a nice plate of eggs? Billy's. Where did FDR smile while chewing salted oysters? Billy's. And you can too. Just quietly ask for the FDR. Yep, all the greats have eaten here, including the host and creator of Meet My Friends, The Friends, podcasting legend Jason Gore. In honor of Jason's recent rise to podcasting glory, Billy's is offering 15% off the classic Jason Gore brunch platter. That's three eggs, hash browns, grilled mushrooms, and Billy's house-made sausage. Yum. To get your 15% off, just walk into Billy's and say, Jason Gore is better than Tom Sharpling and Pat Byrne. That's Jason Gore is better than Tom Sharpling and Pat Byrne. Again, Jason Gore is better than Tom Sharpling and Pat Byrne. Billy's. 435-67.
Why don't you say it again? Why don't you say it again?
Again, Jason Gore is better than Tom Sharpling and Pat Byrne. Billy's. 43567 West End Boulevard Drive, New York City. We'll see your ass for brunch, you hog. And there we go. Bills paid.
The sleep clinic worker is Lisa Kudrow's real life cousin. That's a Friends, fun Friends fact.
Cool.
It's time for Now There's a Goof. Oh, my favorite segment. Well, one of my favorite segments. Tom, this is a new one. So you're going to have to get on board with this segment here with Meet My Friends, The Friends. So I do want to say, when Chandler is in Central Perk complaining about Joey snoring, Monica's coffee mug keeps disappearing and reappearing. Also, Chandler's mug changes position in the very last shot of that scene. So that's
again, more of this mug stuff is so boring as any sort of like, those are not the things that I would go unearth when I was unearthing Friends firsts and fun facts. I would never focus on a mug going back and forth. That's the kind of stuff that happens. That's so routine on a show, and that just happens. It's
a continuity error.
You know what? I'm listening, Tom. We can retool. You and I should have a call offline. And
no, that's okay.
Yeah, why don't you send him another gift? Maybe a gift basket.
Oh, I will. I've got some gifts in mind.
Well, all right. Guess it's settled. Go ahead.
Okay, we're skipping tip of the pat. And oh, here thanks. We go.
That was my pat, I guess.
Oh yeah, it was great. Here,
a sarcastic nod to you.
Here you go. This since that was your tip of the pat. Let's
tip
play this.
Of the pat.
Exciting! Everyone's so excited. They love that segment. You don't really read about it in reviews very much, but they do love it. So, Tom, this is your segment. It's a quick word with Tom Sharpling.
And now, a quick word with Tom Sharpling.
Okay, here's my quick word. This is all a travesty and a pathetic joke, and I'm not falling for any of it. I'm going to pursue whatever route I have to pursue legally to remove both of you rats from my show.
Hey.
And you will be ancient history and you will be scrubbed. No one will even know you're a part of it.
Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
Gotta say, Tom, I'm hearing you. I am listening. I'm taking a moment to step back. A lot of hurtful things have been said through the course of this.
Like, you're better than me?
Hey, I didn't write the copy. I've been a patron of Billy's for a very long time. Not 200 years, but a very long time. And they're just so excited that I'm sitting here in this hot seat with you, fellow podcasting legend, Tom Sharpling. So they're excited about that. Did they get carried away in their copy?
You didn't write that copy.
I did not write that copy. I didn't know about FDR.
Write that copy. Yeah. I did not write that copy.
Breathe it in. Get used to it, Tom.
Oh, no, I'm used to it. And I'm also used to your garbage, Pat.
Oh.
So all I'm saying is I'm listening and I am I am damn happy to be doing the show with you.
Okay. Well, you're going to be outside looking in very soon.
So. I don't think so, but that's cute. That's cute. That's real cute. Hey, so let's go ahead and talk here in terms of where do you rank this episode? What do you rate it, Tom?
7.
Seven. I'm going to go with a 7. I was thinking 7. I'm glad you opened your mouth and said 7 because that's a
shocker.
It's exactly where I am.
I can't wait for more episodes of continuity errors with Jason and Tom. That's a fun show.
So I'm going to go Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Ross, Janice. Tom, how about you?
Ross, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, Monica, Rachel.
You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to go with what you did. I'm probably going to put Joshua.
Guess what? I made up my list. That was not a real list. You fraud. I don't even know who's playing these sounds. You two rats are commenting on each other. I have no control over any of it. I cannot wait. Soon, you will both be booted from this show, and it's going to be a legal decision, and it will be binding, and you will both be ancient history. So meet my friends, the Friends fans. What I want to just tell you, hang tight. We're going to clean house. It's imminent.
And there you go, guys. Meet my friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Tom Sharpling. Great words from Tom just there. Reaching out to the fans, doing some outreach. Love that. Absolutely love that. Don Strong, thank you again for making this show possible and for making podcasting great again.